Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. Amen, baby, amen. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you along for the ride today. Beautiful, sunny Thursday that it is, and a lot of news to get to. Guests include Pat Garofalo, who is a member of the Minnesota State House of Representatives. He actually is from the Farmington area, so a ways away, Twin Cities, like suburbs, but has heard him on a podcast and said, we got to have this guy on to talk about what's happening in Minnesota compared to other states. And companies leaving, and their energy policy, and, you know, just so many things that what it is a good warning to other states to say, don't do this, or here's what's going to happen, because the consequence of DFL dominance for so many years is really, really, really wreaking havoc in Minnesota. So we'll get into a little bit of that for you today on the program. Also, we are going to chat with Jimmy Failla, host of Fox Across America. You hear him every afternoon right here on the flag, 2 until 5. So we love Jimmy. He's great. And we're going to chat with him today on the program a little bit about what he thinks about what is happening in this crazy world in which we live. A few stories in my stack that I want to talk about, but I guess the big question of the day, Kev, is how would you have voted? How would you vote on the debt limit deal? I see more good than bad, and I also see the circumstances with the, every time we've raised the debt limit, and we've decided to play chicken a little bit and say, shut down the government. You know, sorry, it's not funded. It's too bad. We just lose these debates. Republicans lose the debate. They end up harming themselves politically as a result of this. So you don't have the best hand that you're playing in a situation like that. So I see enough people that I respect and think highly of. And by the way, solid conservatives, Jim Jordan, Tom Massey's another one. This is not one of those deals where all the Freedom Caucus members are over here. All the conservative folks are over here, and the wishy-mishy middle are over here. So it's a matter of what do you see? More positive than negative. And so I would have voted yes. I would have voted yes with the 300 or some folks that would have. How would you have voted, Kevin?
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Hard no.
Hard no. Don't care about defaulting on the debt.
I don't think that would have happened. I think that there's again, they're just, it's nothing but, happens here. There's nothing done here that is, I see the permit thing and a few things that Kelly was excited about, but this is a Band-Aid on a massive bullet wound again that is just not getting addressed at all.
Well, that's
we're doing nothing but add to the debt. We're not cutting any spending. We're not being critical of anything, any non-discretionary money at all. And look at any of the waste and the fraud and the appropriations that get attached to these monster omnibus bills. Didn't talk about any of that. So it's hard no for me.
And by the way, you say it adds to the debt. Others say it cuts the debt. So it's there again is another matter of who you believe.
Well, show me where it cuts the debt, and I'll believe you.
Yeah, I've
been shown by a number of people where it adds to the debt. I mean, there's nothing budgeted. There's nothing. So, I mean, I don't, you know. We're currently deficit spending to over $1 trillion a year, so I know they didn't cut that much.
Well, there's a giant mess. Nobody's going to disagree there. There is a giant mess. The question is, can you fix that in one deal?
You know,
no, but you could get a lot more ground towards.
Yeah,
something.
I mean, could they have gotten more? You know, you're not negotiating, you're not in the room, but yeah. I mean,
well, and the word is now too that McCarthy and Akeem Jeffries came to some deal about, you know, because of the community projects or these district projects that need funding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which is all part of the pork. You know, the backroom deal. That's what Axios is reporting on that this morning. So, yeah, the whole thing is just one big mess.
But again, you know, Jim Jordan, Tom Massey, Warren Davidson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, people that we consider to be solid conservatives found more good than bad in this. It's, what I'm saying is, it's sort of, you know, who do you believe? who do you believe? And there's people that we trust on both sides of that, no doubt about it. I want to know how you'd vote. Let me know at 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. And somebody earlier say that Kelly Armstrong is a sellout for voting for this, a sellout. And did we find out for sure if Michelle Fischbach was a no vote?
Not yet. No, I haven't. I'm checking, though.
Yeah.
I was in a text.
Somebody told us that. We haven't verified that for sure yet. But Texter says, every single member of Congress, including our North Dakota delegation, is responsible for this $33 trillion plus debt. They all grandstand and say, Washington is broke. They are Washington. Meanwhile, the North Dakota delegation will be excited for what North Dakota got out of the door and walk around like a rooster, all proud of what they got. The Titanic is sinking, and our North Dakota delegation is proud of the new carpet and curtains they will be getting for this sinking ship. Mike is on the road. What do you think? Mike, you're next, and what's on your mind?
I'm a big no, period. I think that to let Biden not negotiate or talk about this until the last minute, man, this is how they pull it. They double down on every crooked, corrupt BS that they can pull. I am so sick of the rhinos and the Democrats doing whatever the heck they want. I'm a big no, and I don't think that they did squat compared to what they could have. If they'd have hung in there, and why don't they come out every day and just blame the Democrats like the Democrats blame us? Say, well, they're going to cause a debt ceiling collapse. They're going to cause a debt ceiling. No matter what, they got to start. We got to start fighting back like a street fighter, because we're not doing for crap otherwise.
Mike, just imagine this scenario though for a second. If the Republicans had done what you're suggesting, that is blame the Democrats and stonewall the deal, and the market tanks, and your 401k and, you know, all your investments take a big hit, and then they get blamed politically for that, is that a good scenario?
How long do you think it would take once they came out with an agreement? They said they've never had the debt ceiling, you know, this happened three times before, and the market would have been just a dip. And if they would have actually got some spending done, the market would have come back stronger. I lost $41,000 in that fiasco of the of once Biden's taken over, and I didn't get out soon enough.
I think the market would like a budget.
By the way, I did too, and I don't want another hit. And the truth of the matter is, I don't know, and you don't know. We don't know what it would do, but it's the great unknown that if there wasn't a deal, what would happen?
I got a pretty good feeling. I got a pretty good feeling what would happen. It would tank, and everybody be all running around. Everybody's wringing their hands. Oh no! And they're still collecting. I don't know, $850 billion or $850 million a day on taxes. I mean, they say, oh, everything gets shut down, the Social Security. None of that would get shut down. That's all paid for, even because they're collecting as we go. And what they panic, and the Democrats, they know they're going to do this. They just said Biden just didn't even negotiate till the last 3 days. That's BS.
When you got White House, Schumer, Akeem Jeffries gloating about this thing, I'm a no. No.
Kevin McCarthy's gloating about it, too.
Yeah, well,
I mean, everybody's going to
Kevin McCarthy.
Everybody's going to put their best shine on it. I mean, that isn't anything.
Well,
that would take to the bank.
I'm saying that Armstrong is a moderate. He's no conservative, deep conservative, and neither is Kramer or Hogan anymore. They're there because they're going to try and keep their seats and float through and not do anything. Our country is really on a path to collision, and all we do is kick the can. We kick the can for 30 years, and it's going to finally catch up to us. And this crap with all the, you know, that, I'll tell you what, this 85,000 IRS agents makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, they defunded them. I mean, that's what Kelly was telling us yesterday. They defunded that for until the next election. So we win the next election, we can zero it out for the entire time. But they've been defunded as part of this
hopefully.
Bill. Yeah, I mean, they have. Mike, I appreciate your call. Tom Massey said, I've been in Congress for a decade. This is the first real bill that cuts spending. One of the House's solid conservatives. Cut spending.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As fieldwork begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky tonk near the
birthday boy here.
Ronnie Dunn. We got a pair of Ronnie's birthdays today. Ronnie Dunn, Brooks and Dunn.
Okay.
And then Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones.
How about that?
Ronnie Dunn's a big 7-0 today, 70.
Birthday bumpers.
Yeah, there you go. Stones and Brooks and Dunn. Nice mix.
20 past the hour. Pat Garofalo, a state representative in the Minnesota State House of Representatives, will join us coming up next hour. A Fortune 500 company is leaving Minnesota. Who is it?
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
No
way. I know. That's really interesting. Also, the shrinking economy in Minnesota is really the state is shrinking as a result of these crazy policies. We're going to talk about that. Jimmy Failla will be on there. He's in the house on What's on Your Mind coming up in just a moment. I keep mentioning Thomas Massie. I want to play a comment of his in a moment here after I tell you about my friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Here's the deal. Need a new furnace? Need a new air conditioner? Need some plumbing done? Need better indoor air quality? Call my friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons because they support this program. And we have a massive audience that supports our advertisers because they know they're the reason you have what we put on the radio, unlike anybody else anywhere. Okay? So remember that H.A. Thompson & Sons, they are all over the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, online at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. I've been talking a lot about Thomas Massie. He's a Republican from Kentucky. He is, I forget if he's a Freedom Caucus member, but he's solidly conservative. Glenn Beck was beating him up a little bit yesterday about this. Listen to this exchange.
I know you had some of my friends on yesterday.
Yeah.
Super close friends, and I'm not.
And you guys love each other. You're on the same side. Just we don't always have to agree with each other. This one is kind of a big one, but I respect you, Thomas. You are not a rhino, and all those things. Your logic is usually very, very sound.
Well, here's where now. Let me let the engineer in me speak and do the logic part of this.
Okay.
My friends. They're not saying they wouldn't vote for a debt limit increase. In fact, almost all of us in the House already have when we voted for the cut, save, limit, grow, whatever they called it, act. So they're not saying they wouldn't vote for debt limit increase. They're saying this bill isn't good enough, or maybe they're saying this bill is bad, even if it didn't have a debt limit in it. They think it's still bad. I hear their complaints, and many of them are valid. But the question is, what are we going to get if we blow this up in the House? And I've been here long enough to tell you what I think comes next. This is where I disagree with my friends. Some of them think you blow it up in the House and you march Kevin back over to the White House and you put him back in the room with Biden and he comes out with something that's miraculously better. I don't think that's the next step. I think what happens next is McConnell and Schumer say, okay, well, you guys are done playing around. We're going to get this done, and they create another pair of negotiators. They've done this before, and those two guys have great latitude. They'll pump out something that's darn near a clean debt limit increase. They'll send it over to the House. You have 10 Republicans who will cross the aisle and vote with Hakeem Jeffries, and you get a clean debt limit increase. So what we're talking about here is a disagreement not on ideology, or even – I'm not here to say this is the best bill ever – it's a disagreement on how we go forward and what we get if we blow this
up.
There you go. Glenn Beck. And Thomas Massie. Interesting take there. You know, just on hold of the strategery, if you will, to borrow a phrase from the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush. Kevin in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I mean, with regards to this debt limit increase, I mean, one way or another, I hate to say it, it was going to happen, but it basically becomes the House passes something, whether it gets, I mean, they passed something 97 days, they passed something over 100 days ago, and it just sat in the Senate and did nothing. So you have to work with what you're given. He made a deal. It got passed. Now they can go back to doing the fiscally responsible thing, which was free Pelosi in this omnibus bull crap and pass bills to appropriate money as the way it should be. And from there, you go forward with your budgets, and hopefully in the end, we can cut this deficit and cut the debt by more than what we got before.
In other words, take what you got this time and get to work on all the other things we want and make Senate Democrats vote against it.
Right. And
that's what
and
you're saying.
Once you start sending stuff to the Senate that says, hey, look, this is what we're going to do to try and make the country not ever default again or even come close to a default, and the more times the Democrats vote against it, hey, look, there's your talking points to get them out of office.
And by the way, the Senate has a lot of vulnerable Democrats up in 2024. So it's a good time to have them have these votes, because a few of them want to get reelected. You know, Kristen Sinema and John Tester in Montana and a handful of others. So good time to put them on the spot. Joe Manchin's another one.
Yep.
It's a good point, Kevin.
Including what I think I've heard other Republican or conservative pundits call them, the squishy Republicans. It's like you get them to vote against this, and all of a sudden their constituents go, wait a minute, what's going on here? And all of those squishy squish Republicans can go bye-bye, along with the Democrats.
You're playing good chess there, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Others welcome. It's 701-271-1100. Emailer from Starbuck, Minnesota says, you are both correct. I think that means you and I, Kev. Both correct.
Ah.
With Biden and that takeover crew, threats to Social Security and payments due for everyone, choices are few. We were nailed again. What you are not being shown is how all the immigrants are being protested, not welcomed, in individual states, including New York. We're being sidetracked again by only seeing the political show while the wolves are raiding the barns. Thank you all for what you do, broadcasting truth and hope. Thank you, Starbuck, Minnesota.
Thank you.
Appreciate that very much. Thank you. Exactly right. Ro Khanna. You know who Ro Khanna is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lefty. Lamenting this bill because it takes food stamps away from older, vulnerable Americans. By the way, it says if you're, what is it, up to 59?
Okay.
You're required to work? I mean, that's not taking vulnerable anything. Fast tracks dirty fossil fuel projects. Trigger student debt payments for 40 million people.
Yeah, should. Should. I like that.
I do, too. And I love the term trigger, because I think she's triggered about, wait a minute, you actually have to start paying on your loan.
See, that
wow.
That's I think a lot of this bill is just, well, all right, fine. We'll make them pay their deal. All right, fine. We won't spend the COVID money. All right, fine. We won't hire the IRS agents. Anything else? No budget? No. Okay. All right. We won't do those things then. that's the gist of this thing. We just won't do a bunch of lunatic policies that we tried to do in the first place. Thanks. See ya.
More of your comments at 271-1100. I kind of have a couple other big stories you need to know about, too, coming up here momentarily. Don't touch that dial.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. The woke agenda, spirited division, open borders, outrageous spending, record debts, $32 trillion, endless propaganda. Our America was meant to ebb and flow, but it seems the limits are increasingly being pushed. Let's get back to our founding principles of hard work, self-responsibility, and flying our statement of freedom, old glory. I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. That's 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. A divided U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to suspend the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling last night. with the majority support from both Democrats and Republicans to overcome opposition from both parties. The House voted 314 to 117 to approve the measure. The Senate now has the document and could vote as early as today. 165 Democrats and more than 149 Republicans who voted for it backed the measure and pushed it through. FBI Director Christopher Wray continues to ignore a House Oversight Committee subpoena and could be held in contempt soon. A whistleblower alleges the document the FBI is hiding involves then-Vice President Biden for taking $5 million in foreign money in exchange for policy votes. The FBI claims the unclassified document is protecting human assets. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pointed a finger at me. Said I'm a whiskey drinking cowboy chasing hell of a time. I like Kenny Keith Allen.
Back on What's On Your Mind to tell you about what's happening today at PetroServe USA for lunch specials. Oh boy, chicken fettuccine at that 45th Street location near 9th Street Southwest there. Yulin has tater tot hot dish stew in Glendon. Come on. That sounds like a Yulin lunch, doesn't it? Come on over for some stew. Fabulous. Salisbury Steak on MP Avenue. Swedish Meatballs, 12th and I-29. West Main Avenue, West Fargo has bacon cheeseburger hot dish. What could go wrong with that? What are you supposed to do? Little bacon, little pickle,
oh,
little
yeah.
Beef in there, cheese, little hot dish. Oh, my gosh. Southern Fried Chicken Bowls, too, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Cheesy Dogs, a French dip sandwich. They are growing. New location coming soon in Castleton, behind that Wahpeton. Of course, the Harvard location is fabulous. The meals there are fantastic. Spent a little time there last Friday and had a blast. People coming in there all morning, all noon hour. Great, great food, that's for sure. Back on What's On Your Mind, let me rip through a few of these texts here, and then I will tell you about a story that I think should be the story of the day. And it involves China and their new ambassador to the U.S., and some things he's calling on compatriots to do in the U.S. Wow. Also, we're trying to unpack the Chick-fil-A thing and figure out what it is that we're most concerned about. I found something, but I don't know how new it is, and there was a tweet out that sort of started this.
Yeah, it was an outdated tweet is what it is. And a lot of these people, they see something that's a year old and they don't check the date on it.
Well, this is an old
one. Well, I know. It's someone that tweeted this. I've been reading about this. And what they're saying is that, hey, Chick-fil-A hired a VP of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Are we going to boycott him? Well, the gentleman's name is Eric McReynolds. He is the VP of diversity, equity, and inclusion for Chick-fil-A. And he's been in the position for a while. He's not a new hire. He's already had the title. Chick-fil-A published a 20 and 21 corporate social responsibility reports. He was the guy that published them. So they've got this position. Chick-fil-A says, well, we incorporate diversity, equity, and inclusion in everything we do.
Now, DEI is one of the loaded terms, along with ESG and what else am I forgetting?
There's a few out there that are alarm bells.
So they didn't just hire one. They've had one for a while.
Right. That's the thing.
That's the bottom line.
That's the confusing thing. I think he's been in the job. He's been there for a while.
Yes.
Like years. But I think he's been in the post of DEI head since a year and a half or so.
That's the clickbait world we live in. Someone sees something and they don't dig any deeper on it.
But.
Yeah.
I found, and I don't know how recent this was, but I found a decision by Mr. DEI to stop donating to two organizations, a Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army. And they'd given a lot of money to these organizations, and they said, we're not going to do that anymore because they're anti-LGBTQ+. Which all the Salvation Army is doing. And the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is speaking their biblical beliefs, right? So that to me was a flag for when did this happen and why did it happen. We should also say that...
I've never gotten the whole Chick-fil-A thing. I've been there once. It was a, it's a mediocre chicken sandwich. I mean, I'm like, okay, what's the big deal with this?
Well, I think they make good chicken sandwiches, but they're closed on Sunday. They have Christian values, but it seems like they're going a little bit woke with the hiring of a DEI guy.
Now they all are.
To your point, it's not new.
They all are.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you don't say something about it.
Right.
And hiring a DEI. Director, VP. This is like a cottage industry now.
Yeah, exactly.
You hire these people for big bucks. Why? Was Chick-fil-A somehow, unchristian and mean and
not inclusive,
racist and everything else? Yeah, and not diverse. Didn't care about equity. These are charged terms, and it's a sign you're going woke.
I would bet you could walk into any Chick-fil-A across the country and the kitchen is full of diversity.
Right.
I promise you. Go to any drive-thru and any fast food restaurant, the kitchen is full of diversity.
And equity. Let's
and talk, everybody's included, so there's inclusive.
Let's talk about equity.
What
in the heck? Does that mean I pay this guy that and this guy that? Hey, you're both dishwashers, so you're going to get X. So you both drop the fries down, whatever. Now, here's the little dirty secret in all of this, Kev. If you don't hire a VP of diversity, equity, inclusion, you can be a target to say you're not diverse,
care.
You don't care, you're terrible,
care.
You're a
hater.
So that's the game they play.
Yep.
And my deal is then when you do Chick-fil-A, then they come in and say, well, we really shouldn't be giving money to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and we shouldn't be giving money to the Salvation Army. I mean, if you were doing that, and now you're not doing that, and it's Mr. DEI that's prompted it, then I say bad news.
Here's what you do if you're in that position in a company or a corporation that you say no. Now, do you want a boycott? Do you want? Oh, they're going to attack you if you say we're not going to hire that position. We're not going to embrace the DEI mentality. Well, no, we're not. So who's going to boycott who? All right, you're going to have 10% of the population be upset and boycott you, or 80%. I'll keep the 80% and say no, then worry about the 10% with the loud microphone and all the social platforms and the influencers. If I'm running the deal, I'm going to go with the big numbers there.
Okay, I lost you on the big number. So what are you saying?
Let's go Bud Light, for example. The Bud Light catered to Dylan Mulvaney and put his picture on a can and celebrated
DEI
his girlhood fantasies or whatever he's got going on. That's great. Good for them. But they ticked off about 99% of their actual audience, their actual consumer base.
Correct.
So next time you make that decision and say no to Dylan, because I don't want to tick off the mass and vast majority of my customers. I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if you're going to attack me. I don't care if you're going to try and cancel me. The answer is no. We're inclusive. We're diverse. We have all of that. We're good. Don't need to hire anybody. And I'm not going to pander to anybody with this company.
I'm sure.
So that'd be my answer.
I'm sure whoever the DEI officer at Anheuser-Busch was like, you need to be a little more inclusive. You should put a trans influencer on a can.
I have a great idea.
Yeah. Wow. But this is where I'm excited. I'm excited because of Bud Light and Target and Chick-fil-A and other instances of this happening, because it seems like we've awakened a sleeping giant.
Oh, yeah.
We've awakened.
Poke the bear.
We've awakened a sleeping giant to say, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Just exactly what you were talking about, Kevin. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm standing up to this. And you know what? If enough people do that, guess what? Bud Light will think twice next time.
Oh, they already have.
Yeah,
Major League Sports, all of them have rethought all of it.
And to be fair to Bud Light, they fixed it. They fixed it pretty quick. You know,
yeah, they better.
They really did. I mean, they did. Now, sales haven't come back because I don't know if they're not communicating that well enough. But Target hasn't fixed anything. Some stores were going to put that stuff in the back with a little tuck under for the kids' bathing suits, for crying out loud.
It comes down to reading the room. Okay, I mean, if you're a comic and you're going to go in and you're going to do a stand-up show in front of a bunch of drag queens, you're not going to do gay jokes. Okay, that's not going to play the room very well. You know, you can play that room. So play to the 80-90% of your customers who don't want to deal with any politics or any Dylan issues or any of that. We don't want that. We just want beer. Just give the beer.
Stop.
Make it about, outdoors
and if enough
dogs and horses and hunting, whatever.
If enough people send that message, this stuff will stop.
Exactly.
It will end, which is why, again, I say, good for you, people that have said, no, I'm done. You're not getting my money. I'm going to vote with my pocketbook here, and you're not getting my money. I won't do it. Used to buy Bud Light, not buying Bud Light anymore.
The Rolling Stone magazine headline on this is, the anti-woke movement claiming victories against Bud Light and Target are now shifting their right-wing anti-woke movement attention to boycotting Chick-fil-A.
Exactly.
The anti-woke movement.
Of course we are, yep.
This country is about being anti-woke.
And the sad part of this deal is what's happened at these companies is being forced by the mob.
Yes.
By the Looney Tune left.
My point.
They're forcing it.
Stop listening to them.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Same thing on ESG with publicly traded companies. Oh, you can't do oil. You can't do dirty oil. You can't do that. And look, the way that movie ends is not good.
And answer me this.
It's not an America we love.
No.
If we let these people win.
They keep the division going.
With the DEI and the ESG and everything else.
When it comes to DEI, though, when you think of America and where we've been over the last 200 plus years since, you know, through all of our growth and all the things about what country or what place on earth is more diverse, more inclusive, and more based on equality than the United States of America.
We have nothing to apologize for.
Where else are you going to find, you know, any of this? All of the diversity, the melting pot that we are. Where else is that? Is there some place that we should model?
Right.
That we should be watching that does it better than we do?
If you see something, say something. If it's not the case, but the vast majority of cases are exactly what you're talking about, no doubt about it.
By the way, no one cares if you live your life and do the thing, but when you know you're starting to demand,
excuse me, it's man.
No,
it is man.
It's not that that Adam's apple says it's not a man. You're not a man. I'm sorry.
This is the big story of the day. It's not Chick-fil-A. This is the big story of the day.
What do you got?
In two open letters published by China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs last week, China's new ambassador to the U.S. made a bold and aggressive call to action which should concern America. This is Greg Jarrett writing. On his first day in office, this ambassador called on, ready, Kev?
Yep.
Fellow compatriots, in other words, those that are loyal to the Chinese,
mm-hmm.
and Chinese students who are currently within the U.S. to work with him and the Chinese embassy. He asked for the support of Chinese compatriots and students to serve the motherland. Wow. Serve the motherland. What the heck does that mean?
Well, you know, don't forget us. I know you're in the U.S. and you're free and you're learning and you can come and go as you want and you're not under CCP rule, but don't forget the motherland. Don't forget us.
And by the way, blood is thicker than water, he also said.
Yeah. That, you know, in the same.
Your support, involvement, and contribution would be most valuable.
You saw what happened in Fairbanks, right, with the military base up there?
I didn't.
State lawmakers, this was reported 14 hours ago, state lawmakers are responding to a report that there are Chinese spies in Alaska posing as tourists trying to access military sites, according to an article in USA Today and others published yesterday. Some Chinese citizens posed as tourists and attempted to make entry into Fort Wainwright in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Paging anybody that thought Fufang was a good idea in Grand Forks, you ought to read that story.
There you go.
Yeah, big time.
Huh.
But again, this is a new Chinese ambassador to the U.S.
Yeah.
He's supposed to make nice with the U.S. And he's saying, hey, if you're a Chinese
state
student,
Chinese
fellow compatriots, you know what? You better worry about the motherland first, not that USA. Wow.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. At ND Estate Services, it's our job to take a complicated process and make it simple for you and your family. We educate families on how to, number one, avoid probate, protect from guardianship, save taxes, and most importantly, have peace of mind. Contact me, Mark, at 701-318-0908 or contact me via ndestateservices.com.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Says, Scott, I have to disagree about noise from a motorcycle. Loud pipes
save lives. Yes, sir.
Meaning they can you hear them when you're driving?
Oh, yeah.
So you're a little cautious about what's behind you or whatever?
You bet.
Huh. All right. Well, I'm glad it saves lives. I just wish that it at 11 o'clock at night, you know, you wouldn't have to roar past my house.
Yeah, there is that. And not really worried about other drivers hearing you and seeing you at that point.
Exactly. They're accelerating.
But that's what they're for, yeah. Helps.
I'm all for that, but just don't, you know, be dumb.
Oh, yeah. I used to get the looks in the day. I was plenty loud. I'd have been real quiet through your neighborhood, though. I promise I would have.
There are three major investment firms that control over 50% of the S&P 500. They push ESG, says a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Interesting facts. All right. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. The one, the only.
Yay!
And we have a big announcement today. I mean a big announcement, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to have a little Flag Day celebration right here in the parking lot of the Flag. We're going to have Fargo, Philly serving up great meals. We're going to have Jim the Flagpole Guy and a little giveaway here, and we're going to have a grand old time. And that'll be from 11 to 2 on the 14th, so mark that on your calendar. It's Flag Day. We need a flag celebration, for crying out loud. Jim, thanks for participating. This is going to be fun, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, listening audience. And thanks, everybody, for being a good citizen of a republic. And, yeah, let's go ahead and celebrate that flag. You know, with all the attacks that are happening on against America, you know, you always hear this negative, terrible news all the time. I always kind of, like, associate those problems connect with that flag. So we have a communist influence in America today and Marxist ideologies and everything, and they're trying to rule. So let's just say they get their way. What does that do for me and my flag? And the flag that all my forefathers fought to protect, is that flag valid? Think of it this way. We lose our country, we lose that flag. It's almost like I equate it to, like, Dylan Mulvaney and the beer. You know, you touch a subject, it's associated with a product or with something tangible. And holy smokes, if we lose our flag, I don't know what I'd do. I can't live under communism and Marxism. I won't. I've lived free my whole life. You know, I mean, I've had all these opportunities to succeed and fail and succeed and try again and keep going and hope. Marxist ideologies don't give you that. They just, once they take the power, it's over. So is our flag over? Oh, we got to think about that. And I'm just so enamored with all the goodwill of all the beautiful people that fly that flag. And I got to experience that over the weekend, Scott, Kevin, and everybody. I was in Drake. And I was asked to participate in a function there on Memorial Day. And I don't know, like over half the town turned up. It was just like way over 100 people. And they were all the way from tiny young to all the way to elderly. And they're in their wheelchairs there celebrating the memories of their loved ones. And they set up a memorial stone. Just a snapshot of America that I get to experience all across the fluted plains. And wonderful people of the American Legion there in Drake. And they welcomed me, and everybody had a very nice memorial session, and I just want to, my hat's off to the community of Drake. We're moving forward, Scott. I'm up in the Minot area right now, and I'm installing some flagpoles for some awesome people up this way, Stand Pro, a lady who's freshly retired from the Air Force. Her husband bought her a flagpole for her retirement, and she is going to have a celebration, I think, here in a week or so, and they have a new flag in her honor. It's just this beauty I get to experience every day, Scott, and that's the American experience.
That is awesome.
And we're in Mandan. Yeah, we're in Mandan. And we ask everybody to come see us at 3930 21st Street Southeast. Our new number, that gets the office that helps proceed the estimates quicker is 701-751-1801. 751-1801. I look forward to being with you guys.
Yeah, we're looking forward to Flag Day. It'll be fun. We've been celebrating Flag Day in America since 1777. And I don't know you, but there's been very few Flag Day celebrations. I know we did one a number of years ago in a park over in Moorhead, I think it was. We just need to.
We should make it like a thing.
Well, exactly right.
Every year.
Yeah.
So bigger and better.
We just thought it'll be 11 to 2 on Flag Day. So come on out.
And remember this, you can find this in the Library of Congress dated 1892, the Swarthout Chronicles. Captain Oliver Perry, Abraham Swarthout, gave the blue of his jacket for the first Second Continental Congress battle flag that flew over Fort Schuyler in 1777. And I found out my lineage did that in 1777. So we're all doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we need to celebrate that flag. And boy, if we lose our country, we lose that flag. So maybe we need to play. You know, at that point, it would be a game of capture the flag. Whose flag's going to win? The red one with that half moon, or are we going to...
Well, I mean, given what the Chinese ambassador is saying, asking for the support of Chinese compatriots and students to serve the motherland that are in the U.S. and saying blood is thicker than water, your support, involvement, and contribution would be most valuable. U.S. ambassador to, the Chinese ambassador to the U.S. Scary stuff. What you're preaching. Thanks, Jim. Take care.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.